Hallelujah. You be ready in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is taking you to another level in Jesus' name. What he said to me, I'm saying it to you. He's taking you to another level in the name of Jesus. The Egyptians that you have seen up till now, you will see them no more. In Jesus' name. This is your year of full manifestation. In Jesus' name. What has been difficult for you will be easy for you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I can see God making a way for you. I can see him making a way for you. I just saw in the spirit right now a fresh way, a new way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I can see the Lord creating rivers in the desert for you. I'm making a way for you in the wilderness. The Lord is going to do something new for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I called you to myself and you waited on me. You waited on me. You cried out to me. You called upon my name. I want to let you know that I've heard your voice. I want to let you know that that package that you desire will be delivered to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to let you know the difference that I will make in your life. I want to let you know. And therefore, I'm opening doors for you. I'm opening doors for you that no one is able to shut. I'm opening doors for you that no one is able to shut. And I'm closing the doors on every devastation of the enemy. Things that I've stolen, things that I've taken away. Things from you. Things from you. Things from you. Things from you. And don't listen to that voice saying that, oh yes, saying that you won't make it, saying that you won't make it, saying that maybe you will die. You will not die, but you will live to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not dying before your time. Hallelujah. You are not dying before your time. You are not dying before your time. And Father, in the name of Jesus, every contrary circumstance to your purpose, to your plan, to your will, for your people, Lord, this morning, everything that is contrary in their lives, everything that is contrary in their bodies, everything that is contrary in their situation, everything that is contrary regarding them, in the name of Jesus Christ, I start to speak to those circumstances right now. I command them in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, be gone, be cast out, be gone, be cast out, be gone. In the name of Jesus, your life will line up with divine purpose. Your life will line up with God's plan. Your life will line up with God's purpose and plan. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. We are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around, let us praise, let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in your presence. We are standing in your presence. We are standing in your presence on holy ground. We declare this ground holy ground, Lord. And we, Lord, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the operation of ministering spirits, operation of ministering angels. And Father, I want to thank you so much, O Lord, my God. Thank you for what you are already doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for the things that you will do. Thank you for the things that you will do. Father, we give you praise. We welcome you. We welcome the presence of angels. We welcome the presence of ministering spirits. We welcome you, Lord, for you to do the things that only you can do. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, and everybody said, I can hear you. And everybody shout. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. This morning, I have some things I want to share with us, and then we will pray. In fact, it will be like an introduction to what I'll be teaching in the days to come, which is the supernatural power of transformed thinking. The supernatural power of what? Transformed thinking. Supernatural power of transformed thinking. So let's go to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter number 2, or Philippians chapter number 4. From verse number 6, Philippians chapter number 4, we've been looking at this for a while now. Philippians chapter number 4, from verse number 6, what does it say? Philippians 4, from verse number 6. It reads, and I quote, Philippians chapter 4, from verse number 6, said, be anxious for nothing. Turn to your neighbor again and say, don't be anxious. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, what should we do? By prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to your neighbor, no, to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are what? Whatever things are true. Whatever things are noble. Whatever things are just. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are of good report. If there's any virtue, if there's any praise, what do you do? Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Meditate on these things. But let me read it to you from the KJV version. KJV version. Again, Philippians chapter number 4, from verse number 6. It says, or maybe I'll just read verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. Whatever things are honest. Whatever things are just. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what do you do? Think on these things. Think on these things. The Bible is making it categorically clear to us. Things we should be thinking on. Do you want to enjoy full manifestation this year? Then I have a very simple thing that I want to start to share with us. Fix your thought to fix your year. Or fix your thoughts to manifest. Last Sunday, we were looking at activate to manifest. So fix your thoughts to fix your year. Fix your thoughts to fix your year. He said, whatever things are, he said, finally, my brethren. Maybe I should read it to Rose from the TPT. Or before I read TPT, let me read the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation. I love it in the New Living Translation. Verse number 6. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Why is God been saying that to us? Because there are things that could start to make us to worry. Hello. The circumstances around us, the situation that is happening to you. Oh, maybe I should have done this. I should have done this. But look at it. I've not accomplished this yet. And then you go into worry mode. Worry mode. I've said this to Rose. Worry is like a rocking chair. All motion, but no word. After all the worries, after you're worried, circumstances will still remain the same. No change in circumstances, but you know where the change will have occurred? In your blood pressure. It will go up. And if you make that a practice, eventually you start to recall what is called high blood pressure. So God is saying to us, from the beginning of this year, don't allow anything to get you into worry mode. You may not know how to fix it. That is why it's God and you are not. I don't know what to do about this. Why don't you talk to him in everything? By prayers. The reason why you can talk to God, the reason why you are a child of God, the reason why you are a believer is because you can go to him. If I say, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? Rest for your soul. Don't worry about anything. Instead, what do you do? Pray about everything. Tell God what you... And then after that, what do you do? Worry again. And thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now verse 8, which is where I'm going. Now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true and what honorable and what again right and what again pure and what again lovely and what again admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think on this thing. Fix your thoughts. What does it mean to fix your thoughts? What does that mean? To fix our thoughts. It means that your thoughts must remain what? Thank you. Focused. Focused. It must be focused. It must be immovable. Especially when something contrary is trying to assail your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. When you say fix something, it also means that the thing needs to be what? I need to fix the car. Because if the car doesn't have any issue, will you need to fix it? I need to fix my electrical system. The heating system in this, we need to fix it. Why? Because there are issues. It says fix your thoughts. You know, the more I study scriptures, the more I realize that the scriptures are not complicated at all. They're simple for us to follow. They're simple for us to follow so that we can experience what God wants us to experience. Is it difficult to fix our thoughts? Hello, somebody. Is that something difficult? I said, fix your thoughts. Meaning that, one, there are issues that we need to fix there. Number two, there are things that are trying to take away our thoughts from what we need to concentrate on. Number three, thoughts are not just material. Maybe I need to back down a little bit so that I don't get far ahead of myself. Why do we need to fix it? Because a lot of times, as human beings, we have tendency to allow our thoughts to ward. Even though we might be in a particular place, our thoughts are doing like this. They are doing like this. They are doing like this, causing and bringing distraction. And instead of us to be able to listen and receive what God wants to say at a particular time, because of all those distractions, we miss out on what God is saying. Because people might be in a place, does not mean that their minds are there. So he says, fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about these things. TPT. What does it say in the TPT version? TPT. Are you in TPT? Verse number 6 says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about what? Some things. Is that what it says? Not worried about a thing, nothing. Be saturated in prayers throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Then verse number 8. Keep your thoughts continually fixed. New Living says, fix your thoughts. TPT says, keep it continually fixed. Hello. Which means that not just in church, that, oh yes, we're in the service. Oh, pastor is talking about fixing my, I need to concentrate. I don't want anything to distract me. But what happens after you leave the service? What happens after church? What happens? Fix your thoughts on the promises that he has given to us this year. Fix your thoughts on what God has said to you this year. Fix your thoughts on what God wants to do with you this year. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. That when something contrary is looking or brewing, or when a storm, or when a wind, or when something contrary, fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. Why is that so important? Why do we need to fix our thoughts? So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real and honorable and admirable and beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. He now says, fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God. Praising him what? Praising him what? Occasionally. Once in a while, when you are well fed, it's difficult to praise now that we are fasting. No. Praising him all. Praising him what? Always. When your thoughts are continually fixed on him, that no matter the situation, no matter the challenge, no matter the everything, you find out that, yes, your thoughts are fixed on it. Why is it that we need to fix our thoughts? Why is it? Let me take you to the book of Beginnings. I'll show you an example there, and I'll take you to the example of Jesus Christ, and I'll stop for today. And from next Sunday, I will start to now take you the supernatural power of transformed thinking. Because you cannot be a kingdom citizen operating the dimension of kingdom without first of all transformed what? Minds and thinking. Let me take you to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1. Or let's go to Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3. The temptation and the fall of man. Listen very carefully. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. The serpent was what? More cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said to you, you shall not eat every tree of the garden. Remember the first word there. The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. The New Living says the serpent was very shrewd of all the wild animals the Lord had made. Let's look at the message. It says the serpent was clever, more clever than any wild animal God had made. You know, and we can even go to the easy to read version. Say the snake was more clever. Very shrewd, very cunning, meaning that it was being what? What does that mean? Very shrewd. Very shrewd, very cunning. Very cunning. Some crafty, thank you. Crafty, crafty. So he came to the man in the garden. He now said, as the Lord spoke to the woman, said, as the Lord actually said to you, you shall not eat of the every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, you shall not touch it, lest you die. What is happening here? God has spoken to them his word. God has given them his counsel. Earlier on in Genesis chapter number 2, don't do it this way. Just like in the beginning of the year, the Lord spoke to us, it's a year of full manifestation. Oh, it's a year of not just that, fullness, manifestation, overflow of abundance. Just in Genesis chapter 2, God spoke to them clearly. Clearly. Don't touch this. If you touch this, you will surely what? Die. Then the very next chapter, the serpent showed up. It didn't take long. God's word came to them. But the serpent now came. How did it come to them? It came like a masquerade to them. He came with two horns to them. He came and he said, yes, the serpent has come. Nobody will listen to him if he does that. So a lot of times, he will come through thoughts. Hello, through what? Thoughts. Through thoughts. Through thoughts, and thoughts are words capsule. Thoughts carry whatever word is put into. So when people speak to you, they are speaking their word? Their thoughts. Thoughts are word capsule. So when you read the word of God, when you hear the prophetic word, they are carrying God's word, thoughts. But now, this is what thought, those things are meant to do for you. Because every thought you receive will cause you to be conformed to the source of that thought. So when the enemy came to them and said, are you sure? You are not supposed, you are supposed not, you know, why did God say that to you? Does it matter? It was what? Number one, trying to convince them against God's thoughts so that by receiving what he is saying to them, eventually their life will be conformed to his. So what happened to him when he rebelled? He was what? He was cast down. And when eventually Adam and Eve listened to him, they were also what? Cast out. So anytime you receive his thoughts, what happens is this. You lose your ground. That is why in Philippians they say, fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. Don't allow your thoughts to be darting here and there, here and there, here and there. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent answered to the woman, said to the woman, you will not surely die. That's a lie. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave it to her husband. The moment they received his thoughts, and they took the fruit, not apple, they took the fruit and they ate, they became conformed to the source of that, and definitely they suffered the consequences that he had suffered. They lost their place, they lost their ground. Be very careful the thoughts that you are receiving. Be very, very careful. Thoughts that come and say you cannot, those negative thoughts. And because we are not sure, because we do not understand that these thoughts are not coming from God, we sit down and we are listening to them. And I've just showed you here that some thoughts that come to us are actually satanic in nature. And we sit down and we're listening to it. We sit down, we're listening to it. We sit down, we're listening to it. And then we go ahead and take decisions based on those thoughts. Based on those thoughts. Very good example. Oh, time is going. Time is going. When will this happen for me? When will that happen for me? Time is going. Time is going. That's a lie. Because your time is in his hands. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, your time is in his hands. Time is going. Time is going. Your time is in his hands. There's something called the fullness of time. You know, and we need to start to change our thinking. Change our thinking from what operating just in Chronos time to Kairos time. Chronos is moment in time. Something happening at the moment. You were born on February 5th, February 6th, 2010, 2011. Or 2010 and the rest of it like that. That is a moment in time. I want to do this on the 9th of this. That's a moment in time. But God does not just operate in moment in time. Or moment of time. God operates in Kairos time. Which is season of time. Praise God. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. Be very, very careful the thoughts you are receiving. Be very, very careful the thoughts you are receiving. And let me say this, the moment you start to receive them,
You have opened the door. It's just like a telemarketer or somebody coming to knock on your door that you are not expecting, or you are not, you know, and then you open. Can you imagine somebody coming to somebody selling whatever wares coming to knock on your door and you are not expecting, and they say, "Oh, I've just come. I have this, I have that." I say, "Well, come inside, come inside, come inside." Is that what you want to do? No. Be careful the thoughts you receive. Because whatever thoughts you receive, you become conformed to. Then what should I do when wrong thoughts come? When some of these thoughts contrary, when they come, what should I do? Let me take you to the example of Jesus. Matthew chapter 4. Adam and Eve failed that exam, but Jesus, the Son of God, passed the exam. Matthew chapter 4, from verse number 1. Again, Satan tempts Jesus. What happened to the garden? The serpent was very cunning and came in there and tempted Adam and Eve. Then Jesus was led up to this by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." How did the tempter come again? Through what? Through what? Through what? Thoughts. And what did he now say? "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become what? Bread." So what was the response of Jesus? But he answered and said, "What do you mean, if you are the Son of God, I should convert these things to bread?" What did Jesus say to the tempter? How did Adam and Eve, how did they respond to what the serpent was saying to them? They engaged with him. They were talking to and fro. They were listening to him until he was able to convince them otherwise. But what did Jesus say to them? Say to him, immediately shut what? Shut him up. No, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This is the way to handle wrong thoughts. Shut it down immediately. Shut it down immediately. Instead of sitting down, and then you allow the enemy to be playing football on your mind. Shut it down immediately. Shut it down immediately. Don't entertain those thoughts. Don't receive them. Don't go and say, "Well, like Eve said, maybe I need to discuss this with my husband." There's nothing you need to discuss with your husband. You shut it down immediately. The thoughts are coming. Maybe you're not going to end this year. Maybe you're not going to make it to the end of this year. I'm not going to make it to the end of this year. Hey, I need to discuss this with my husband. These thoughts have been coming. There's nothing to discuss with your husband concerning that. You shut it down. Immediately. You're not even receiving it. Because the moment you receive it, another one will come. Another one will come. And the moment you are able to believe it, then you will experience it. You will experience it. Jesus shut it down. And note this. He doesn't give up. Verse number 5. Look at what happened. Then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him up on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, man shall not live by bread alone." For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. But Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not shut him down. You shall not what? Tempt the Lord your God. And then, again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God. And what happened? Verse 11, the devil left him. And behold, angels came and ministered to him. If he continued to shut those thoughts down, they will leave you. But if you entertain them, they will build what? A tabernacle around you. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on the promises. Fix your thoughts on the word that is given to you. Fix your thoughts on what God wants to do with you. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. Disengage your thoughts from every wrong thinking. Disengage your thoughts from every negative thinking. Disengage your thoughts. It's not possible to be full of negativity and want to experience what? Positive outcome. It's not possible. You can't be full of negativity. You can't be full of complaining. You can't be full of, you know, just full of complaining and complaining and complaining and complaining. Majority of people complain. Why do you have to be part of those who are complaining? You must be part of those who are praising. Because those who praise go up. Those who complain, what? Well, it begins from our thoughts. Begins from our thoughts. Change your thoughts or fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts. Wrong thoughts are festering. Fix your thoughts. Don't allow the enemy to give you what assignment on what to think about. Cast it out. Do like Jesus. Adam and Eve failed because they were engaged with those thoughts. But Jesus, what did he do? He shut it down. Immediately. I want us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to pray that, Lord, every wrong thoughts that have been festering, every wrong thoughts, because wrong thoughts will lead to wrong decisions, and wrong decisions will lead to wrong outcomes. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we're starting from the root of it. Every wrong thought that I've given place to the Lord Jesus, that by the grace of God that is available today and is at work in my life, I start to uproot them from my heart. Open your mouth and you start to pray for yourself. Every wrong thought that I've listened to, every wrong thought that I've agreed to, every wrong thought in the name of Jesus Christ, I totally uproot them. No way again for these thoughts in my life. Wrong thoughts about my future. Wrong thoughts about my children. Wrong thoughts about myself. Every wrong thought, I start to dismantle them. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life will not be conformed to these thoughts, but they will be conformed to the promises of God. In the name of Jesus, I remain focused on the promise. You remain focused on the promise. That you remain focused on the promise. You will not be distracted. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mahantolo basekian tete. This is a 3-day, end of our 3 days of praying and fasting. In the name of Jesus, every wrong thought, we start to root them out concerning my children, concerning my future, concerning my life. In the name of Jesus, concerning even my body, every wrong thought, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every wrong thought, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every wrong thought, we dismantle them in the spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to rise upon your feet. And I want you to start to declare right now, after me, the Heavenly Father. I can hear you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your word regarding my life. Your word to me this morning. I have heard your word and I believe your word. I've received your word. Therefore, every wrong thought, contrary to God's plan, contrary to God's will, contrary to what you have ordained for me, every wrong thought, either by ignorance or otherwise, that have received these thoughts, I start to uproot them. I destroy them totally in my life, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I can hear you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking in my life that let your word, let my life be totally confirmed to your word. Therefore, I declare this is my year of full manifestation. Therefore, everything contrary, I refuse to receive it. I refuse them in my life. They will not be my portion. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.